This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The killing of Osama bin Laden has provoked strong emotions across the country. In a moment, we'll talk with two people who lost family members in al-Qaeda attacks. First, NPR's Joel Rose visited Ground Zero in New York City, where people gathered to celebrate and to mourn.
For much of the day, hundreds of New Yorkers jammed into the narrow streets around Ground Zero. For some, bin Laden's death was a source of pride, pure and simple. James Vigliatura of New York City held an American flag in one hand and a newspaper with the headline, "Got Him," in the other.
It's a great day. They got this monster. We've been hunting him for 10 years. I just feel good today that this man's a dead man, you know, and that he's swimming with the fishes, you know what I mean?
But for others, the response was more complicated. Dion Morales of Stamford, Connecticut, waved an American flag decorated with the names of 343 firefighters who lost their lives on September 11th and its aftermath.
It's bittersweet, because all the people that did lose family, us as Americans getting him can't bring them back, you know, but I hope it brings closure for them.
There's no closure because, you know, the people down here were obliterated.
Kara Henwood Butzbaugh lost her brother in the collapse of the World Trade Centers. While closure remains elusive, Butzbaugh says she's glad bin Laden was finally caught.
In terms of justice being done and bin Laden being killed finally, it's a relief. You know, the same way that anyone would feel in a courtroom when someone is sentenced. You know, finally he's been hunted down and found.
Even outspoken former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani confessed to having mixed feelings about bin Laden's death.
It's almost like relief. Thank God he's been caught. But then you realize it doesn't bring anybody back. And the whole war is still going on. The people who hated us then still hate us.
The World Trade Center site is still an active construction zone that's fenced off from the public. But new skyscrapers are finally rising out of the ground here. And that's what current New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg tried to emphasize.
Osama bin Laden is dead. And the World Trade Center site is teeming with new life. Osama bin Laden is dead. And lower Manhattan is pulsing with new activity.
Bloomberg said bin Laden's death would not change another reality either, that the city remains a high-profile target for potential terrorists. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.